Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
President Obama appointed Christine Fox the what?
Celebrate good Obama, come on!
God damn it.
It's Obama, Obama.
He appointed Christine Fox the
what? What does Christine Fox say?
Fuck, 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 fuck,
what did she
that
say?
Is still not older me yet.
What did she, me neither.
Other word in this thing is getting a drop right now. It's very frustrating.
Well, just censor yourself.
I love it. Go ahead.
The woman who inspired the character
what
Charlie,
woman?
Christine Fox.
Dutch.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Come on.
Fail. Epic fail.
Come on, Dutch.
Hockey, 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 ho.
Thank you, John. Go ahead.
Right.
I hate so much. You're such an asshole.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What about the Hippo Juice show?
What about the Hippo Juice
people? Let me get back to you a couple of minutes. I never even heard of the Hippo Juice.
I want to see the Hippo Juice email.
I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, it's Patrice O'Neill, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
Water, no water, can't stop.
I'm a producer, motherfucker. I got
like,
shit.
There's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh, my God. There's a video back away.
Picturing you paralyzed. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, High Five, other Instagram.
Friendster.
Tumblr. Yeah.
Reddit. Dig.
You know why Tumblr? You know why Tumblr's never going to make it? Because they're not using I'll Tumble For You as their commercial. That song would make welcome aboard, Dutch, whenever you want to show up with your fucking full mouth.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
It's okay. Oh, man, we are out of it. But
Instagram?
Yes. By the way, I had
Pinterest.
An invention. Hold on. I had an invention called Instaham, where it was an Instagram, but it was just for pictures of ham sandwiches. What do you guys think? Patent pending. You can't have it. It's my idea.
Well, does it integrate with all my other things?
Only ham.
Can you be friends with Instaham, with other ham enthusiasts?
I guess. I mean, I don't remember.
Well, then you haven't thought this through.
It's still better than Dutch's glue crocodile bathtub or whatever the fucking horse.
Mine was a great idea.
It was a bathtub filled with glue.
I don't know. I think I'd rather buy something that protects me from crocodiles than Instaham, which does nothing. It doesn't even link me to my other friends.
It lets you put fun filters on pictures of ham. I don't think that's not nothing.
Yeah, that one's just like a fun little thing. Mine keeps people alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, mine keeps people entertained. And what's life if you're not entertained, Dutch?
Good point.
Bam.
And Western Echo says, hashtag demand the Instaham.
Speaking of ham sandwiches, better chance of getting serious. What was I saying before I rudely said something mean about somebody?
That you're coming out of the closet.
Coming out of the closet. No, that's second hour. Speaking of second hour, Chris
Hemorrhoid.
I have a hemorrhoid the size of a walnut. I swear to God. It's a stress hemorrhoid.
Wait, a cracked walnut or a walnut
in its
shell?
A walnut that is uncracked.
In its shell. Well, you should get rid of it.
I don't know if any... Oh, before I talk about my hemorrhoid, Chris Parnell, second hour. Thank God he's calling this show.
I'm glad your hemorrhoid reminded
I have a
you of
hemorrhoid.
Chris Parnell.
It does, kind of. I'm not putting
your hemorrhoid is so big you didn't sleep.
Correct.
And I woke up to a pile of blood.
Because
oh my God.
Yes. Have anybody besides me on this? Yes. Can I explain? Not in the bed. There wasn't blood in the bed.
I
have a period.
He got up. But
I got up.
There was like little tissues
of blood. Yes.
In the bathroom in the morning.
Jesus.
All right, ladies, you might have to change your underwear after I turn you on with this story.
No, last probably night, not.
It's
not a turn on. It's disgusting, Royce.
It's incredibly disgusting.
So anyway, size of a walnut. And
Bust a nut. How do you know it wasn't bigger, like an iceberg?
I don't know, because maybe at some point I've had a walnut in my ass and I kind of know the size and shape of it. Whatevs.
Hemorrhoid.
Anyway, so it kept me up last night, and I don't know if is am I the only one who's ever had a hemorrhoid on this show? I'm only the one here.
I've had one once.
Okay.
I've had them. Okay. I mean, I've had a couple, not like that.
No, but if you've ever had a hemorrhoid, the worst part about it is not so much the burning or the robots
it's
and the lasers.
How much butt sex hurts later.
It's yes, butt sex is unbearable afterwards. It's just you can't. It's not even good.
Butt slam.
No, it's the feeling of like you have to poop when you don't have to poop. That's the worst
it's
part
like
of it.
It's like having a baby but for boys.
No, it's not like that at all.
Oh. Well, then fuck you, because having a baby, I hear, sucks. So don't complain.
I am complaining.
What are you complaining for? Big old
yeah,
baby.
Marie can't have children, and you're yelling about this.
Because I was doing a field operation on my own ass with a sterilized needle that I sterilize in rubbing alcohol.
I'm isolating that.
To try to pop, well, let me finish then. To try to pop the walnut-sized hemorrhoid that was basically... The only way to describe it is that my shits were coming out like, you know those Play-Doh presses? Like you make stars and stuff?
Just stop talking now.
And
no
my
one
poopies,
wants to hear this.
Hold on. Let me explain. My poopies. Guys, my poopies were coming out like, you know, different shapes, which is entertaining until, but it really hurts and it's hard to sleep. So anyway, that's my story.
I woke up to him pacing because he got out of bed and... He got out of bed and he was like, no, the bed's not comfortable. Sitting isn't comfortable. Standing isn't comfortable. He was just pacing. He didn't know what to do with himself.
Because he couldn't get comfortable. I couldn't. And I woke up. And then this morning I come.
He was just sitting on an ice pack. He was sitting
Maybe
on an
you should have done squats.
In
like
the
heavy weighted squats.
And just lift really hard with my back. Mm-hmm. No, Ryan, I don't think that's how hemorrhoids go away. It's a matter of fact.
Butt Monkey says, bolt cutters, brah.
No, but fuck you. Bull cutters, no. It was one of those things where, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but the anal area is very sensitive. So when you're sticking a needle into something that's already swollen and sensitive, it really hurts.
I don't know if that's the medical way to get rid of a hemorrhoid. Is
no,
by,
that's how they do
just
it.
Shove a needle
no,
in
it. No, it is. No, it is. When it gets that big, that's how they do it, except they use anesthesia first. No, really, I'm serious. They
Why
use
don't
anesthesia.
You go to a doctor instead of putting needles on yourself?
Well, I will All go right. to a doctor, but my problem was I wanted to sleep last night. So there was no doctor last night that was going to help me sleep.
So shoving a needle in your asshole is what
Hey,
you
it worked. Well,
It
no,
worked?
No, it didn't. I woke up and you did not know what to do with yourself and you were holding ice packs and like you had three things running. You had like the shower on, you had a bath run, you were in and out of the bedroom. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're driving me nuts and I'm trying to get ready for work.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're driving her nuts. Oh, yeah, because I sympathize for you.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. Anyway.
Anywho,
that was my story. I feel better now. Thanks for the concern. I'm just tired.
What?
I took a big dump. I feel good. If you guys were concerned,
I don't think we were.
Well, now, in case you
Joel,
were.
Were you concerned?
I was actually kind of wondering.
Okay,
what do you
see? Anyway, once again, second hour, Chris Parnell. Just want to follow
yeah, but
up.
This hour, did you know that a man was arrested after allegedly biting officer on hand? That was a terrible headline.
Is that illegal?
Biting an officer on his hand, I'm assuming is what
they really truncated that sentence when he didn't need to. There's not enough room on this page for words. Omaha police say 20-year-old...
What's going on over there, Ryan?
That is little Annabelle screaming because she's very happy to be sitting in her high chair.
Well, good. Very good.
And she's not even near the mic. She's very powerful.
A very loud kid.
She is the next Adele.
She's
an Serge Tankian.
So she's gonna be fat.
Adele or Serge Tankian.
She is actually an X-Men. We were talking about that when you were here, Ryan. Remember, she's an X-Men. She has some sort of mutant power. We're screaming, and she can break things with her screams,
like some sort of banshee.
Yeah, banshee.
See, watch out, Axe Cop, because the 7-year-old Penelope comes up with great stories. So they are no longer X-Men, Royce. She has deleted that, as she said. We are now all aliens, but we all have the same powers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Different. Before you guys left, she was telling me, she's 7, and she's like, we're all aliens. I was like, of course we are. How did you figure it out? Because me, I like to perpetuate like kids' myths because in my mind, it's fun. No, it's not even to be me. Yeah. Like, as a kid, I would love one adult to have told me, yeah, you're right, we're aliens. Like, oh my God, I was right. Even just to keep them happy. I'm like, no, yeah, definitely. Totes, we're aliens. And then I'm like, well, what kind of aliens are we? And then, yeah, Ryan, explain. We all have the same powers. What's the power?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you in a second, but we're also from the planet Neutron,
right?
Which she said she made up until she realized she did it, and so she changed the name of it.
What's it called now?
She hasn't thought of one yet. Okay. Neutron is still just a placeholder.
Bikini Bottom.
She hasn't thought of it yet.
Yes.
She's cooking something up.
See, Annabelle has the power, the baby has the power of Banshee. She, quote, screams and makes ears bleed.
Okay, good.
Right.
Then my name is the Cookable. See, my power is I cook for other people's parties.
That's not a power, Ryan. You're a caterer.
That's a chef, I know.
You're a caterer, Ryan.
She could have gotten way more creative with that.
All right.
It's the worst power I've ever heard.
It's terrible power.
It's not really super. It's just what you do.
It's a job.
She sees you and she's just like, oh, that's all he does. He cooks for people.
Yeah,
that's a special power.
And her mom, my wife, Leah, her power.
My wife.
Her name is the Follicle because she has thick hair.
Okay.
And
on her back.
Job
it's really weird.
Is what's her power again, Penelope? To get pacifiers for other babies. Oh no, sorry, she's correcting me. That is Penelope's powers to grab pacifiers for other babies.
I think she's taking a lot of inspiration from everyday life.
Yeah,
I know.
What's yours, Ryan, again? I forgot. You cook?
I cook. I'm the cookable.
Okay. He's a bitch.
Okay. I was sorry.
Penelope, what was Uncle Royce's power? Just putting Uncle in front of anybody's name makes him sound creepy. And
well, that's why we call him Unky Royce.
Yeah.
I don't know. Royce's power.
Royce's power is to hold babies.
Guess what my power was? I know. I remember what she told me.
What was your power?
My power is to help change diapers, even though I did none of that the entire time.
Because you're so good, you only use your powers when you really have to, like
exactly.
Superman.
Your power is to get out of it.
Yes.
Exactly.
My power is to not change the diapers.
Yes.
Well, Ryan, maybe let her watch The Incredibles or something so she gets better inspiration.
Yeah, right. Like invisibility
these
or
are
stretching.
Terrible.
I mean, we can't even solve crimes with this.
No, what of getting pacified?
We can't solve or fight crimes.
I don't even need powers for that.
See, Royce, that was on the back burner to the main story she's been coming up with.
Oh, God.
About the dinosaur that also has powers.
Oh, good, the dinosaur. And what is
powers.
What's the dinosaur's name? Marty the T-Rex.
Marty the T-Rex. And what's his powers besides
his power?
Being a dinosaur, I guess, is pretty powerful.
He's just really strong. He has the strength of two dinosaurs.
The strength of two dinosaurs?
But we haven't even confirmed how strong one dinosaur is yet.
Well, when we do, double it. And that's how strong Marty is.
Who named him?
I feel like Marty would complain a lot.
No.
Marty sounds like a complainer.
What type of dinosaur is Marty?
An old Jewish one.
I want Penelope to be like the new fourth mic on the show.
Yes, fantastic. I love all these ideas, by the way.
Oh,
so
they were with her for a while. Yeah. She has great ideas. I really understand why that guy made Axe Cop.
Because
they have the greatest imaginations on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing is greater. All right. Yeah, so Marty. So that's the main story, Royce. Baby Helpers was secondary.
Okay, good, good. So now we know.
Yeah, now we know. The more you know.
Speaking of powers, what did that story, what powers does that guy have, Marie?
The power to bite an officer's hand.
That's a power.
I mean,
now that's a power.
It doesn't help him at all. It just gets him arrested and shit, but I mean, that's what he does.
Florida.
Officers had responded to a radio call in which a theft victim said his iPad was stolen Monday night. The theft victim found his stolen item for sale on Craigslist, and he contacted the seller to meet him. Harris arrived at the meeting, spotted the officers, and ran during his arrest. Harris shrugged.
Wait, what? What'd you just say? What was that last word you just said?
Harris struggled with the officers before biting him.
I heard Harris.
Reread sentences the way like 10th graders write them. Like just run on. There's no periods, commas.
Yeah.
I just heard hair shrub. All right, hair shrub.
Harris struggled with the officers before biting one of them.
Oh, that
Sorry.
Sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger's name in an action movie.
I'm
Harris
about,
struggle.
I'm about 70% sure that I need glasses at this point.
I'm 100% sure that you need glasses.
I go home every day, and like I stepped outside of the office when I got to my car, and I'm like, oh my God, light is terrible. This natural light is I can't.
I can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on. Put on his glasses.
I need the soft glow of my computer screen. And
she didn't really make the point clear that glasses is what was needed to rectify that issue.
Maybe she missed her old glasses.
Maybe. But yeah, have you guys gotten to that point yet? I mean, we're all...
Biting an officer's hand, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
not yet.
Have you bitten an officer's hand or realized you need glasses? A or B?
Yeah.
I wish I had glasses. As a kid, I always wanted to have them because I have a very long head and it like rounds out my face, but I have
you
good vision.
You have the worst wishes I've ever heard.
What? As a kid, I wanted glasses.
Who
shut up.
I wanted glasses.
Why would you destroy a young boy's dream?
Why don't you shut up, Poindexter?
I also wanted glasses because I thought it would make me look sophisticated and smart. I'm not even kidding.
Well, both of you are wrong and dumb.
I didn't go that deep with it. Because whenever like anybody showed up to school with new glasses, I always wanted to put them on. And they're like, and most people were like, you know, you look good in glasses. I'm like, yeah, but I can't see. And I'm not douchey enough to put on, like, you know, fake
frames.
Yes,
you are. I've seen your tattoos.
Yeah, you just didn't know about it, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an unknowing douche?
Yes, that's the issue. If you would have known, you absolutely would have been like, oh, man, I should just get these. Yeah, and then he'll make up a story like, yeah, you know.
I gotta do a Russell Westbrook thing.
What?
Eh?
Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook?
I did fuck that up. Fuck me. Damn it.
Russell Westbrook.
By the way, you know we didn't do?
What?
And we might be able to squeeze it in tonight, the botch thing.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good time killer. Do you have it now?
I need to get
damn
it together. Because we didn't do it at the end of the year this last year.
Why would you tease us and then not follow through?
Because it just came through in my brain.
Ugh. It's just so Joel.
Here's the thing. If you want me to stop talking for the next 15 minutes, I can try and
No, I don't want you to stop
talking.
I want you to work.
I feel like garbage because I don't know if you heard before, walnut-sized hemorrhoid.
And I don't know if you heard this, but eyes are very itchy. I think I popped a blood vessel in them yesterday. One eye was very red.
Or Wessel, the way Joel would say it.
Or Wessel.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Papa Wessel in your eye, huh?
Papa Wheelie.
Papa Homer. All right. Did you guys hear about the Oklahoma.
Stop asking me. I told you off air. No.
The Oklahoman given a
is that Oklahoman?
Oklahoman.
I think they're called
Oklahoma. Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
You're incorrect. They're called Oklahomos.
really quick, because did you guys see the picture of Tom Hanks?
Which
and
one,
that kid
Ryan?
Passed out at the table?
No.
Oh, my God. There's this. I'm going to try and find it. Tom Hanks was just eating at some just crappy bar. It looks like a Flanagan's. Everything is made out of hardwood floor, even the walls and the tables. So,
and the waiters.
There's this college kid, and he's just like drunk, passed out, asleep on the table by his food. And Tom Hanks sat next to him and is pointing at him and had his friend take a picture. So the kid
That's
has no
funny.
Idea that Tom Hanks did that. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Hanks.
All right. I'm Googling
Tom Hanks
and it filled in passed out kid. I'm
that
finding it right now. This
just,
is a pretty awesome picture.
If you go to Facebook, I literally just shared it this second.
Western Echoes has the photos 3 years old.
Dude.
Boom.
It's 3 years old. Whatever.
I don't know. It's still awesome.
We're just now finding out about it.
That's awesome.
All right.
Western Echo.
Thanks.
Nailed him.
Thanks, Ryan, for giving us old information, but still.
Well, did any of you guys know about it?
I mean, no, I didn't.
No, we didn't.
Okay, so it's neat to us. Why do we just trust what Western Echo says? He just typed it. He didn't back it up.
I don't think it's 3 years old. I think you're right, Ryan.
Are any of the pictures?
Western Echo second. Must be real.
Are the pictures I'm posting actually going through? Can you guys see them?
Yeah, well, I see.
Sometimes Google images are shit.
Well, Scrambler, or whatever he posted, I'm not a wind talker, so I can't decipher that.
See, that's why I ask, because sometimes your photos just look like text.
Your photos sometimes look like text.
A lot of text. I know.
I'm talking about my photos.
I get it.
Don't talk about
my
photos.
Do you
want to
hear about the Oklahomos, or do you want to be an Oklahomo? Huh?
Are you an Oklahoman or an Oklahomo?
Or Oklahoma do.
Oklahoma will. Go.
Well, anyways.
Oklahoma were.
A dude gave another dude an atomic wedgie.
A hand Joe. Oh.
No, an atomic wedgie.
Now, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Dutch, can you explain what an atomic wedgie is for those who might not know? Because I'm assuming.
Is that the one? I don't know. I'm assuming that's the one you get the wedgie from the front?
Yes, that would be Atomic.
Okay.
Correct.
Oh, do you guys want to guess what happened to this man that received an Atomic wedgie?
He died.
Well, that's correct.
He did? Well, oh my God. I was like, that is so sad.
Why is it sad?
That's the fucking terrible.
That's awful.
I mean, yes, dying is sad, but if you had to die.
Hold on. What is this underwear made of? Garrote wire? Like, how the fuck did it kill him?
Well, it said that he died from suffocation and trauma to the head.
Well, that's called punching someone in the head. That's not an atomic wedgie.
Well,
no,
I mean,
unless you pull the underwear all the way over his face.
I thought the atomic wedgie was when you pull the underwear so far up that you put it over their head.
Correct.
Oh, no.
Not from the front. So that's when
from
you.
The back.
It's a normal wedgie position from behind, but then the underwear goes so high you put it on their head. So
okay,
that probably.
Then what's the one from the front? What's that called?
That's called the Melvin.
Oh, the Melvin. Okay. Melvin? Makes sense.
Hey, John.
Hi.
How's that
What's
mic
up
treating
with your
you?
Mic? Dude, your mic sounds. You sound like you're calling from the 1920s.
Yeah, well, apparently, I come back from Baltimore, great city, windy city, brotherly love. And
first of all those things are wrong.
And mind you, I took care of that thing like I would, I don't know, a baby. I don't know if that's a good explanation. So.
He changed its diapers.
I screwed it onto the boom stand. I took all of the cables and I plugged them in. As soon as I started to plug one in, the female end that was soldered to the microphone decided to go, you know what? I'm going to go away for the winter. I'm going to go hide right up inside. I go, wait, what? And I did the same thing to the to my headphone that decided to go in. So my microphone.
Can you please tell a story in a 1920s guy voice? You literally sound like you're calling through a gramophone.
So anyways, during the roaring 20s after Prohibition, old John J. Jingleheimer Sanzeri decided, hey, I'm going to listen to the good old Hippo Juice show that Josh Gard G. Willikers, the whole entire block, just thinks is the bee's knees. He then took the two rigmaroles, plugged them into the Wootcha-Watchit, and wouldn't you know it, it acted like a woman when it tried to make a speech, and it fucked up.
John, now you have to talk like that for the rest of the show.
The rest of the show. You have to be, if you're going to use this mic, hold on, what mic are you using now? Is it just like a random setup?
It is a Logitech Radio Shack mic.
Face.
Well, I'll tell you what. I went down to the old drugstore where they sell radio and audio electronics, kind of like them space watchets. And the guy that was peddling his wares behind the cash register, mind you, he was not a Negro, so thank goodness for that. I go, excuse me, shopkeep, where is your fine USB audio headset that I can use for Skype and podcasting? And he looked at me with a blank stare, I tell you, and he said, the USB one that says Logitech. And I took his word for it. He took my greenbacks, and I drove straight home in my Studebaker.
Here's the thing, John, is that why didn't you just get a new regular cord for the mic that you already have?
I'm going to murder you with every ounce of my body. This is real John talking. Did you? Okay.
Whoa,
I don't know how to describe
whoa,
it.
Whoa,
except
hey,
where's,
Joe,
where's,
I'm not following
where's
his
1920s John? Where'd
not
he go?
This.
Who's this
guy? He went
guy?
To go have a smoke break. Wait, good old Lucky Strikes. All right, for my smoke break. So, Mr. Dutchethin, let me tell you what happened again in plain English so that the them Negroes can understand you properly. Oh, so little black Sambo. So anyway, what I was mentioning was I plugged in my microphone and the wires that I was plugging in to transmit audio and visual airwaves through the inner space decided it did not want to stay in its soldered point. So they
hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you had a secondary like cord that plugged into the audio card that you use for your computer, but I guess it's all one unit.
Well, it's great to see you don't have Lou Gehrig's disease.
John is so much
who
better.
Who hasn't been born yet?
John is so much better at explaining technical difficulties at an era where there wasn't technology.
I wasn't technical.
By the way, there's the who's a was it made me laugh.
Like an intermission sign that said, we'll be right back.
Oh my God! John.
He reminds me of you know Gary on Howard Stern whenever he talks through
that.
Yeah,
I know.
Thing.
It's pretty funny.
This actually works. I kind of like John in this particular sound.
John, that was fantastic.
Oh
well, I want to know is from Royce. Do I need to go back to Radio Shack, punch the guy in the face, and demand my money back?
Yes. Well, you should punch him in the face.
Just use it for tonight. Use it for tonight, then return it, and then I'll show you where to get a better, cheaper one.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
No problem. All right. I have a couple of videos I want to play, unless you have
a... Pentatonic Wedgie Man.
Yeah, let's finish this.
That's right. We forgot. Go ahead.
All right.
Hold on. No.
The county is... the first word is the name of the county, and it's Pottawatomie.
Oh, no.
Pottawatomie.
This sounds made up.
Pottawatomie. Pottawatomie County.
Pottawatawer.
Pottawatawizzle, okay. Kenny Sheriff, Mike Booth.
Okay, Pottawatawizzle doesn't sound right, Marie. I'm not going to lie.
Holly Wally Doodle all the day.
There it is.
County Sheriff Mike Booth said he never heard of an atomic wedgie. Where's he been?
Come on. Buddy.
Before suspect Brad Davis told investigators he gave one to his stepfather.
Stepfather?
Denver Lee St. Clair. This sounds so made up.
Yeah, is this off the Onion? Like, I think you may.
It's called newsok.com. No, I don't know.
It's a real Oklahoma news site.
Don't worry, because after this, I have a story from NBC that's going to sound even faker and made up.
We'll see. Go finish up.
All right. He gave an atomic wedgie to his stepfather, Denver Lee St. Clair.
Oh, no.
At St. Clair's home. And he was pronounced dead at the scene. Oh, my God.
Did it snap his neck when he got the underwear up to his head, I'm assuming?
I don't know, but let me read on. I'd never seen this before, but when we first looked at our victim, seeing the waistband of his underwear was around his neck.
Oh,
Booth
shit.
Said. Booth said Davis told investigators that he went to his stepfather's residence and his stepfather jumped him. St. Clair had a head wound and appeared to have been in a fight. The underwear St. Clair was wearing had been pulled up his back and over his head, leaving the waistband around his neck. Booth said it was the first time he had ever heard of someone being killed by a pair of underwear.
That makes sense now. The band got around his neck and basically
suffocated. And the pressure of him still wearing it, yeah, just probably just closed on his esophagus and choked him out.
Shit.
The cause of death has been determined to be from
hilarious.
From blunt force trauma to the head
to
and
butt force trauma.
Whoa!
And asphyxiation.
Ah, I get it, because butts.
Asses, nice.
The death has been ruled a homicide.
Like homicide.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, fucking
wow.
You know what it is? That on your death certificate, for cause of death, they have to write
atomic
wedgie. It's embarrassing.
That's a fucking terrible way to go. All right, Ryan, what's your totally made up one?
This is from NBC, by the way. Georgia banker who faked own death pleads not guilty to fraud.
Okay.
This happened back in it started in 2012. A former Georgia banker accused of faking his own death after swindling investors out of millions. This guy, Avery Lee Price, 47, he embezzled $21 million from the small Georgia bank he became the director of in 2010. So from 2010 to 2012, he somehow embezzled $21 million. So he knew the FBI was going to catch him, so he started sending suicidal letters to his family. And he was last seen in 2012. He was boarding a ferry in Florida where everyone believed that they believed that he jumped off and committed suicide. So that was a whole thing. The FBI didn't really believe it, so they've been looking for him the whole time. And just December 31st, this new year, he was pulled over in Brunswick, Georgia, because the tint on his window was too dark.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
And now he used to be a clean-cut guy, so he gained a bunch of weight. He has this long hair, and he grew this goatee. So after they started questioning him, they realized who he really was. So here's the best part, though. This is where he's been hiding. The father of four ditched his clean-cut image, whatever. The investigators say he was living in Florida under a fake name on what appeared to be a pot farm.
Jesus. It's always the simple things, like your window tint is what takes these guys.
I know.
Fucking Capone going down for tax evasion.
You successfully embezzled $21 million.
Faked your death.
And he thought he faked his own death. He embezzled $21 million.
And then he goes to fucking Johnny's Tint and says, no, I want limo tint, please.
No, forget that. That's not even what gets me. Is after he embezzled $21 million and faked his death, he thought the safest place to hide was to operate a pot farm in Florida.
He couldn't even do it in Colorado or Seattle or even California.
Any place where you could kind of know, everyone's going to be like, ah, who gives a fuck? What is he? Well, this guy's awesome.
I'm to Omaha, Nebraska.
What an idiot.
Oh, what a idiot. I get maybe, but he was got away with it with a year at least. That's not bad.
If it weren't for meddling
here's
kids.
The thing. If he's found guilty, he could face up to 30 years in prison, but he would only have to pay a $1 million fine. He's not required to pay that $21 million back.
Why not?
Wow. Well, wait, what?
Well,
probably because it doesn't exist anymore. Like, he embezzled that much, but probably either A, spent it, or, like, it got seized or something like that. This is
because
just
he doesn't own anything. He doesn't own anything. He was just living on a pot farm.
And on a prayer.
Living on the edge.
Ah, both of us had a song. All right. Well, I have a video for you gentlemen here. Oh, you know what?
No one wants to see that video of you, Royce.
But, okay, fine. Can I
Which
play
one?
Another
one? What did
one
he do now? Did he show off his abs?
Yes, and they're pretty sexy. Oh, you guys are just a bunch of jerks. All right, let me start screen share here so Dutchy Poo could see. It's our friends at Newsy.
I don't have friends.
Okay, Marie doesn't have friends. It's our friendslies at Newsy.
Ooh, tittle.
Nah, damn it.
Move over, Peter Piper, and your peck of pickled peppers. Yeah. MIT researchers have come up
Where's
with
he
the
gonna
world.
Where's he going to move to? That guy had to have died years ago. They've been thinking about him and his. What did he do? Is it? Oh, I'm thinking.
Peter Piper picked
the
peck of pickled peppers, and if Peter Piper picked the peck of pickled peppers, how many Peter Piper picked a pickled peppers?
That's,
is that right?
That's completely inaccurate.
Say, Sandy sells seashells by the seashore.
Royce.
I was thinking of the guy who serenaded a bunch of rats with his flute.
Oh no,
Royce, that's the
Pied Piper, Piper's Pit.
Roddy Piper.
Piper from Charmed.
Piper Pierbo. Whatever happened to her?
Ronda Rousey.
Have come up with the world's toughest tongue twister.
It's pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cold. I don't know what it means. When researchers at MIT asked people to repeat the phrase.
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cold. Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, no.
Joel, do it. If
okay,
it's so
do
that
it
hard,
five
do
times
it, Joel.
Fast. Go.
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cold. Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cold. Pad, kid, poured, curd,
you messed
pulled,
up already.
Cold. Uh-huh.
You
Got
messed
it.
Up. I said five
Suck
times
it.
Fast. I said five times fast.
Five. Everybody does three. Nobody
no
does
one
five.
Does
yeah,
three.
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cold. Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cold. Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cold. It's not that
okay,
bad.
It's a little difficult. Okay, here's the thing. It's a little difficult, but it's nothing worse than either Toy Boat or Red Leather, Yellow Leather.
Toy Boat is by far the hardest thing to say fast.
So
How about Red Leadbetter? My Pearl Jam.
Yeah, that's the best song.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
10 times.
That was back in the 90s when everybody needed a song that sounded like that. Hey, let's do our version of Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Chili
90s peepees. Grunge band. All right.
Red Hot Chili Peepees. Get it right.
People clammed up and just stopped talking altogether.
So it's official.
Oh, what they didn't mention was the people they asked to say it were clams.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
That one's a little hard, but it's not that hard. No. Not compared to some
MIT's
other ones.
Getting
that's my
stupid.
Yeah,
Fire
this isn't
MIT.
A real news station either. So,
here's MIT these nuts.
That doesn't even make sense.
Magazine. Is this an exact science? No, or like maybe, but yeah, probably not. But really, what went into choosing that lovely little phrase? Fox News reports a nonsense string of words devised by MIT researchers investigating speech errors
what?
And.
Pause. Why are they fucking wasting their time on that shit?
I liked it better when they were like when they were just learning how to count cards at MIT. At least that's cool.
Hey, remember what's still not solved? Cancer.
Well, yeah, but
not tongue twisters. We understand tongue twisters are fun, but seriously, you're studying it? Studying.
How about Royce? Remember when you used to go to MIT so you can make a 10-second car for Brian Earl Spilner so he can pay back to Toretto?
Wait, there's a story here.
R.I.P. Paul Walker.
MIT researchers investigating speech errors and brain functions proved so difficult that no test subjects could repeat the phrase, clearly marking it as the world's toughest tongue twister. The Daily...
But we all just did it.
But what is that? What is that research for? What are you going to use it for that's going to help society in any way, MIT?
Aliens.
Is it going to help with some sort of neurological disease about speech?
And what is MIT? And what does MIT even mean?
Mail reports that anyone who could say it 10 times in a row could go home with a prize.
10 times.
Is a
fuck
robot
you.
And should be discontinued immediately.
What? No,
they go home with an iPad 1.
iPad 1.
Refurbished.
With minor scratches on the screen.
And only 16 gigabytes.
Of course.
Minor surface scratches. And with normal wear and tear on the back from use, that's to be expected.
It is, of course, it has 3G, but it's not connected because the EMI
original box missing and has like charger.
Like, wow.
Has a sync cable, but no wall charger.
Everybody on fucking Craigslist writes things the exact same way.
Needless to say that.
And then they always throw in something nobody wants. We'll throw in blanket my mom made that says iPad misspelled.
And Mighty Putty.
I don't know, Mighty Putty. But it's been left out for 10 years. It's dry.
iPad misspelled.
Unopened can of Ralph Lauren paint.
Ryan, my favorite are the ones, the people that try to scam people, like right after the launch of like the PS4s or the Xbox Ones, like selling brand new Xbox One box. And then the $400 and some idiot always pays for it like an asshole.
Man, doesn't GameStop still do that? John, I remember that like when like Xbox 360 first came out and nobody could find them, you'd walk into a GameStop and they had boxes of Xboxes, the original one, with like huge sale prices on it because all the dumb parents didn't know the difference and they thought they were getting a great deal on a new 360.
Yeah, 35
I remember when I first started at GameStop and I worked at the Nigger Mall, Broward Mall, and we had to put towers of like empty boxes that looked like the gaming boxes outside our doors, and we would always have a security guard come back later in the day saying, "Hey, I found this in the food court," because people actually thought that we were stupid enough to put full size game systems, $300 game system outside.
Yeah, but you know what they say? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 75 times, shame
World
on
Star
me.
Hip Hop.
Man, dude, that GameStop that John used to work at a Broward Mall is one step away from just looking like a gun and pawn shop where they have to buzz people in.
I have something better for you. It is now a Dr. Phone Fix.
What? They closed
it? Really?
It's gone?
Closed it down like 10 months ago.
Who's Dr.
Kept getting
Phone
robbed?
Fix?
And how
did
they keep getting robbed? They weren't making any money, and they got tired of people buying penny, 99-cent games.
It seems like if your name is Phone Fix, you would start a phone fixing business instead of getting your medical degree. Or am I wrong, guys?
He really isn't a reputable doctor. Apparently, he likes to rape people.
John, what is Dr. Phone Fix?
Kind of like You Break, I Fix, only worse.
I don't know what that is.
Where they fix it's like the
where they repair broken cell phones.
Oh,
but rather
I have no
than
idea.
Going somewhere and saying, "Hey, I got a slight crack on my screen, or I got spidering. How much? You know, you think you can fix it?" Everyone that goes in there that does that, they can't tell you what it is, what's wrong with it, unless you pay them. So it's $30 up front, and if they can fix it, they waive that $30, and then it's an extra $150.
Yeah, but they accept EBT, so that's pretty good.
It sounds like some sort of pyramid scam.
I still don't even know what EBT is.
It's food stamps.
Mm-hmm. Really? I thought
is that,
that
what
was
it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What does that stand for then?
So what's a BLT?
Oh, that's a bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich.
Oh, that's awesome.
A wrestler from the 80s.
That's your problem, John. You keep trying to slide that sandwich through the grocery store thing, and it's just making a mess.
Yeah, the mayonnaise gets everywhere, John. Everywhere.
As soon as this show's over, that's what I'm eating.
Bread and the bread crust over, I need to repair my bread.
You're right. Fair enough.
Ryan, are you going to eat a BLT because you already had one prepared or because we just gave you the craving?
No,
because
you just said it, and the only meat I have right now – well, I have other stuff, but I just want a BLT.
You would be a god to me right now if you just like leaned back and said, "Bitch, get me a BLT to your wife."
No, do it now.
Don't say bitch. Say trollop. Get me a sandwich.
Trollop is better.
Trollop is good.
The hell's a trollop?
It's a you're from the 20s. You should know. Yeah. That was like a 1920s version of a bitch.
Is this something Doctor Who? Oh my god, I hate you all.
I don't know Doctor Who.
Yeah, Doctor Who is awful.
I love
you. Fuck you. I'm not going to defend Doctor Who. Shut up. Doctor Who's great.
No, when I was down there for like a week, I saw one episode of Doctor Who. Granted, it's out of context, but nothing could have put it in good context. It was awful. There was a guy from Game of Thrones, and then there was dinosaur. They were riding dinosaurs and getting shot at with lasers.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
It was
what color was his neckerchief?
Like, I could see you liking that if you're 13 and it's the 90s and you haven't seen anything good yet.
Here's the thing. I watched Doctor Who when it was on the BBC, when it was black and white and Technicolor with my grandfather way back in the day. And then he died, and then I kind of just, like, stopped watching it. And now all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, I love Doctor Who. Oh, Doctor Who so much. Hey, do you guys tell any Doctor Who? You don't know who Doctor Who is?
So, you're the hipster?
Do you guys realize that Royce and Marine E-Rock did, like, a two-hour special on Doctor Who?
I am well aware of it.
But it's awful. But John's a Doctor Who hipster, and Ryan just doesn't like it at all.
Because it's awful.
Oh my god!
I keep trying to understand. I keep trying to think that people watching Doctor Who now are watching it ironically. Like I can't imagine they really like it.
Dutch, for you, because Alex. Let me start with Dutch, because Dutch, you used to watch like the Next Generation, like Star Trek Next Generation.
I'm aware of it. I didn't really watch it religiously, but yeah, yeah.
What was like? It's in that same vein. Obviously, you know, especially the earlier stuff, like the new stuff. Obviously, you know, the quality's not great, or whatever. The way at least when I first started watching it, the way I said it, it's like a CW show, but it's fun stories. It's a sci-fi thing,
like
that.
Buffy the Vampire. So
yeah, there you go.
But way worse, and no one likes it, and it isn't good.
A lot of people like it, actually. It's huge.
Right, I honestly think they like it ironically.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I think.
I guess
so you're saying that Marie and Royce are hipsters.
Yeah. I'm saying that they like it so they could – that's the excuse.
No,
hold on.
No. Stop for a second. We're not hipsters because we jumped on the bandwagon. Hipsters would be like John.
Okay, no.
Oh, like I was there ahead of time.
How do I not become, how do I not be that?
This is the conclusion.
Nope,
sorry,
John, you're a Doctor Who hipster. You said it.
God damn it.
They like, Royce and Marie like going to T-Fury so they could buy whatever shirts available for the day. And I think they just had Doctor Who shirts and they were so cheap that they had to buy them. So now they had to invest all this time learning the show in case they got questioned.
Wow, T-Fury? What can you get at T-Fury?
Was that T now and here for later?
Yeah, that was close enough, John.
God damn it.
You mean T today, gone tomorrow?
Trying to segue into a plug and you fuck it up, John.
Yay, let's hear it for old-timey John and his shitty microphone.
I like that Ryan, whose TV shows are that akin to a fucking housewife. The guy watches fucking Chopped, Food Network, and all this fucking which
and
is fine.
Stars.
Nope. I don't.
Sure do.
And Pawn Stars. And fair enough. I watch that shit TV too. But I just like people who watch shit TV and then criticize when your TV
people
that you
watch other
also
shit TV.
TV.
Here's the thing. Food Network, because I like to
learn. No, because you have a vagina.
Cook.
No, you like to cook. No, that first off, that's your superpower. You don't like it. You have no choice. It was given
to
you.
I have to know
everybody
else's psyche.
Ryan,
I'll be sad.
Ryan, with great whisk come great responsibility. And you know that. I saw the movie, and they told you that, so you have to do it.
And the reason why I watch Pawn Stars... The reason I watch Pawn Stars is because
it's
a
scripted.
Slightly hipper version of Antique
it's
Roadshow.
Scripted.
I like seeing what things are worth.
It's scripted and terrible.
What do you think of American Pickers?
That Chum Lee is just absent-minded and always getting in the shenanigans.
No, but my point is that...
Ryan is a 73-year-old woman.
Don't get me wrong. I will watch Pawn Stars too. I know it's shit, but I'll watch it and I'll enjoy it. All I'm saying is that... Doctor Who, I'm not saying, don't expect to watch Doctor Who and like, oh my God, it's the fucking Sopranos. No, but when you watch Doctor Who,
it's better.
It's much better. No, when you watch Doctor Who, it's a sci-fi show. It's fun to watch. And that's it. That's it.
But that's your opinion.
No, but you, when you get
it is. I know it is.
After the last Doctor, you start getting into time travel overlap, and that's when it starts.
I love how John just screamed, "That's your opinion!" After I was just bombarded with your guys' opinion for 10 minutes. I just did mine.
I'm out. Can I?
No,
real quick. Can I separate myself? I didn't say that I thought it sucked. I just said I didn't get it. It's kind of like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I recognize there's talent and there's entertainment value there. I just don't get it, and I'm not a huge
fan of it.
Red
Hot Chili Peepees.
I didn't say it sucked like Ryan did.
Okay, let me say this.
Ryan
this
also said that you guys were horrible people and he didn't want to talk to you again.
He did. Yes.
That's
so let me say this.
Context.
This is a show that I've recently become obsessed with that I'm catching up on Netflix, and you guys will either think it's awesome or you'll hate it. I haven't found an in-between yet. I am on season 3 of Nip Tuck, and I am utterly obsessed with that
Nip
show.
Nip Tuck is great.
Here you go. Stop watching after season 3.
Yeah.
It jumps the shark a big time.
Is season 3 when they introduce Jenny Juggs?
I think that's the Carver season, right?
I'm watching season 3 right now, and it is the Carver season. Yeah, that's when they have that Brazilian doctor who's bisexual.
When Rosie O'Donnell made the cameo on it?
Spoiler alert.
Well, that's just to show you why you should stop watching it after season 3.
Four.
Yeah, no, yeah, there you go.
Four, I think it was once that, five, yeah, and but she fucks what's his face.
It's actually the same people who do American Horror. So you know,
he also writes Glee, right? I just found that out, and I lost a lot of respect for that man.
I just gained more respect.
Like, Ryan, I actually don't stop. I want you to see how badly the show that was so great for 3 seasons just disintegrates into awfulness.
That explains an American Horror. I'm not going to spoil anything, but the second season, that whole singing thing.
Yeah, he created Glee. I just looked him up the other day, Ryan Murphy.
Wait, what part of the
singing thing? Remember the second season, the blonde lady when she has that delusion and she's singing on the jukebox? Game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was so weird to me, like so out of, it was funny, but it was so out of like context. It makes sense now. It was probably the same time we started doing Glee.
Maybe.
Okay, let me tell you the one thing that I have realized about Nip Tuck. I love the show, but I'm tired of any time that like the two main doctors, Sean and Christian, anytime
Victor
that they
Von
have a,
Doom, you mean? Victor
you
Von
idiot. Thank you. That's all I see when I see him.
That Jack, yes.
Yeah, any time that they have a personal issue, they always happen to get a case or a surgery that shines light on their issue and fixes it. Like they're going through the dilemma of they're gonna split up the practice, and should they stick together? And then they have to operate on those twins who are joined at the head, and they talk about sticking together is what good waffles do.
Well, Ryan, strap in because there's a lot more of that in season 4, 5, and 6.
That kind of sounds a little like House.
And what about also, when one of the relatives is a mime and he ends up murdering somebody, and then Jenny Juggs comes into play?
I don't know. They do that, and here's the other thing that that bothers me about that show is anytime they bring in a love interest for any one of these guys and they don't know what to do with them, they just die. That woman who he had an affair with just killed herself, died of cancer. The other person died. Someone else has AIDS. Like, they just kill them all the time. Just kill them.
Speaking of FX shows, I just started watching to see if I liked it. Justified. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I've heard it's really good.
It's a pretty good show.
What's it about?
Please tell me. Oliphant.
Please tell me it's about Justin Bieber.
First off, it's Timothy Oliphant, which, by the way, it's a missed thing that they don't have.
About who?
They don't have a cartoon called Timothy Oliphant. Starring Timothy Oliphant playing, doing his voice. It's a U.S. Marshal. It's kind of a very has a West a modern
set
day
in South
modern day. It's set in Kentucky, modern day Western theme. It's very good. I like it.
Who's the guy who looks exactly like Timothy Oliphant? Who I'm pretty sure is him.
Who?
God, I'm trying to remember. There's another actor, and he looks exactly. I mean, they're identical.
The guy from Boardwalk Empire.
I haven't seen that show, so I'm not sure. Let's see.
Because there's only one guy from Boardwalk Empire.
Look up Josh Duhamel. Yeah, there we go. The guy from Transformers.
That guy.
Oh, he does.
Duhamel. Duhamel.
No, I want you to say it. I want you to say it.
Duhamel? Duhamel?
Duhamel, you idiot.
Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel, the guy who's married to Fergie. Everybody knows him.
Duhamel. It's like Duhamel.
Duhamel.
Anyway, look up Timothy Oliphant and Josh Duhamel. They look identical. Dude, I thought they were the same.
Wow. They really
Dude, they're identical.
Do.
I thought they were the same person. I honestly.
No, I knew they weren't the same person, but now that you're right. Now they even have the same stupid haircut.
They're absolutely identical.
Wasn't one of the guys like a soap star? The dude from Transformers, wasn't he like a soap star?
Yes, he was on like All My Children or One Life to Live or something like that.
He actually had acting talent, so he got the breakaway.
I don't know if being on a soap opera qualifies as acting talent.
Hey, James Franco was on a soap opera.
No, but there's always at least one person who actually can say like a whole sentence without staring at the camera.
Yeah, like Calculon.
Yeah.
But it's like Katy Perry and Zooey Deschanel. Mm-hmm. Those two, like, I couldn't tell them apart in the beginning.
Well, they have the same forehead doctor, so that's why.
Except one has tits and one has legs.
Well, one has hips or glasses and is weird and different.
The other one's Zooey Deschanel. High five, right, guys?
Hey, look at this guy.
Got it.
It's like Rainbow Bright from Candyland.
You know, is it possible to watch any movie, TV show, anything?
Yes, it is possible.
No, listen. That's any time that you, every show, movie that I watch, if they ever show like a 20-something-year-old's, like a 20-something-year-old's, like a apartment, he always has an acoustic guitar and like a bicycle hanging in there. All of them. Whoa. Every single
Holy
one.
Holy shit. I never thought about that.
From like Urban Outfitters or something.
Dude, watch anything. There's always an acoustic guitar in the background and like a bike hanging around because they always live in the big city or something. And
Like, or they live in a loft. And and they always have like, you're right, like some sort of single speed bike hanging on the wall.
I never thought about that.
Is there a website for this?
Speaking of characterizing 20 somethings, the thought occurred to me the other day when I heard somebody describe somebody else for like the millionth time as being both technical and artsy. I'm thinking of, like, because computers have been around for a while, anyone that's been born since past 1990 has grown up with them. Everyone is fucking techie and artsy. That's how they grew up. Like, people are all impressed about it and shit. And be like, they just grew up with computers. It's not, like, anything special.
Yeah, no, that's true. That makes sense.
You know what's funny? Like, I used to get frustrated at, like, older people because they didn't know how to use the internet, and like they would always type the website domain in the Google search bar. And I'm like, oh, these old people.
http://www. What is it?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now, like, we grew up in a different era of computers. Like, people way younger than me are they get frustrated with me now. It's like, why are you doing that?
What? No, I'll tell you what pissed me off.
Mexicans.
I had to start working with somebody that I was introduced as being
a vampire,
a Harvard grad, and then also like spent like a year in China. Like, and they're like, no, they've been coding and programming since they were in middle school,
so
and all
Asian.
This fun stuff. And I'm like, okay, great. They sound like super smart, and they're going to pick up on everything I talk.
Nope.
Since that person has been hired, I have been asked question after question after question after question. I'm like, they won't stop. They just have a question for everything. And sometimes I have to answer it two or three different ways for them to get it. I'm like, what is up with fucking Harvard? Seriously.
Smart people are very stupid. When I was managing this group of people, there was this one guy. He was like, I told you about him. He was like a bioelectric, like something engineer, like this brilliant PhD guy. He could not use Microsoft Word for the life of him. He just did not grasp the concept of typing.
He's the guy who instead of hitting tab, hits space five times.
Yeah, exactly. He's that guy. No. Or he'll hit caps lock to type one letter capitalized and hit caps lock again. Oh, yeah, smart people are really dumb. And anytime somebody says, hey, I graduated from Harvard, I'm like, great, your parents are rich and you're boring. Thanks. I know everything I need to know about you.
But seriously, I think at the same time, they probably think we're ad wizards because we know how to use like a screwdriver and shit. They're like, whoa, you can open that up?
It is true. They do get impressed by it's because, you know, my grandparents, they were here for the holiday, and it's like, I'll do little stupid computer things that everybody could do. Nothing special. Like, you should work for NASA. You should work for the Pentagon.
And at the
I'm
same
like, what?
Time,
no, it's not a big deal. I just ran. I defragged it.
But
it's okay.
But at the same time, they're fixing every wobbly chair in our house.
Oh,
like,
my
just
God.
Taking things apart, and they just keep coming up to us. Hey, I fixed this for you.
No, it was funny. Thanks. It's weird. It's like we had little repair gnomes in the house for a week because They were just going around. Yeah, little repair gnomes. And my grandfather would just be like, here, I fixed your chair. And he fixed it good. But he's just going around the house just fixing things.
Yeah, that's see, that's the difference. You're good with computers, but they fixed everything and they grew crops.
You're right.
You know, you have a self-sustaining farm.
Yeah, we are not men compared to them.
No, actually, Ryan's right. They planted crops in the front yard. Like, yeah.
My job is to explain to my father repeatedly how Google Drive works. His job is to fucking fix anything that breaks that I'd be like, I'm afraid to touch this. I'm going to pay somebody $300 to fix it for me.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. We're at the age, or me, I'll say me, like, we're right in the middle of, like, I'm techie enough, but I also know how to do things enough. Like, the other day, a couple weeks ago, my tire burst on the way to work. So, like, I pulled over. I pulled over, I took out the spare, I raised the car, I changed the tire, it wasn't that big of a deal. I sent a picture, to my boss, and I said, hey, my tire just exploded, I'm going to be late to work. I show up to work 30 minutes later, and she was like, so the tow truck got there that fast? I'm like, what do you mean? And I didn't understand what conversation we were having. I'm like, I changed the tire.
I don't get it.
I'm like, with the tire iron in the jack, you just raise it and you change it.
I don't get it.
AAA?
Did they come and help me do it?
How does a helicopter land?
I mean,
no, but the thing is, ever since then, the running joke is anytime something breaks, it's like, oh, why don't we send Ryan to fix it? He's a mechanic. I'm like, I changed a tire.
Oh no, you're handyman guy in the office.
So that's what I'm saying is that I'm handyman guy. I'm also super techie guy because
he knows how to do Control V.
No, here's the thing, and I'll tell you, this is the honest story. They needed to be able to edit things in a PDF file, but they don't want to pay for the version of Adobe where you can edit things. So after apparently millions of dollars in like beta testing and research scientists, all I told them was, why don't you go to File, Save as Word, make the edit, and resave it as a PDF. And I think
and
I'm being promoted to CEO tomorrow.
And they punched him and burned him at the stake.
Witch!
Burn him!
And the other thing, these guys are doing a project where they need to scan things. So every time they do something, they run to the scanner, scan it, and run back, put it on a flash drive. I downloaded the app, the free app Cam Scanner. I'm like, just take a picture and email it. They're done. And like, they don't know what to do. Like thanks to me, they need to fire 4,000 employees. Because it's been streamlined. Before, they just had a bunch of monks sitting there just copying books by pen.
Gregorian chanting their way through work.
Exactly.
Royce.
So always...
Go ahead, John. Oh, God.
Nothing beats when your parents make a mop out of a stick and an old T-shirt.
You're right, and they do that. And or PVC pipe.
It actually wasn't a stick, though, was it? Yeah, PVC
pipe. It was
pipe,
PVC
right?
Well,
pipe.
Well, sometimes it's a stick, sometimes it's a PVC pipe.
Yeah, you're
pipe.
Right. We have both. We have both. It's like baseball. There's aluminum bats and there's wooden bats. That's all. That's all it is. It depends on what we're playing.
Radio! If you're ready for pro wrestling like it's never been seen before, pro wrestling meant for an adult audience, and pro wrestling where nobody says brother or tells you you can't see them, check out Combat Zone Wrestling, the most innovative, high-flying, hard-hitting, ultra-violent promotion on the planet today, Combat Zone Wrestling. Visit us at www.czwrestling.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Many of us grew up reading the works of Jules Verne and books like Treasure Island, great classic fantasy novels. I love reading fantasy, but most of the fantasy novels released today read like a role-playing game. I'm interested in characters and stories when reading fantasy novels, and I found a fantasy novel written with the story and the characters as the focus. The book is titled Daughter of Vengeance, and the author is David Timrick. David Timrick is a self-published author who has written several books, and they are all top-rated on Amazon. Daughter of Vengeance is a story about a young lady who's thrust into a world of espionage, betrayal, and murder. A survivor at heart, she befriends a master assassin who takes her as his apprentice. After years of training and careful planning, she begins her life as one of the king's many spies. Unknown to her, a plot has slowly been unraveling, which will not only destroy the fragile peace of the kingdom, but could descend the world into chaos and war. Can Michelle rise above the shortcomings and failures of her predecessors and set right the wrongs done centuries before? And will her life be the ultimate price she pays for the sins of others? You'll have to read Daughter of Vengeance by David Timrick to find out. So visit his website, davidtimrick.com, to buy your copy today. David Timrick, T-E-M-R-I-C-K, davidtimrick.com. Daughter of Vengeance is available on Kindle and in paperback.
Hi guys, we here at Lust and Love are reaching out to our fans to help us rename the show. Help us think of a creative name, and not only will you get bragging rights for coming up with the new name, you'll also win a $25 Google Play gift card. Tweet your ideas to @morelikebomzy, @morelikekitty, @darkfox001, or @lustandloveradio. Contest ends January 20th.
Talk Radio Meltdown. He just wrote a song, put it on an album. The album came out, went to number one, and a few weeks later, he's like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm gay, and if you want to know why, listen to this particular track.
Oh,
so everyone did, and they found out. It's like, oh, the song's apparently about how much he wants to fuck a dude. Okay. That's logical.
Well, with the verse like, I want a dick up my ass repeatedly with balls touching my bum.
Is that really the lyric? I'm not familiar with this band.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
I hate those. I hate man cave bromance.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just hate them because they're just bad made-up shit. I think it's in, like, the Urban Dictionary. You know, like, I think that's where they get that. It becomes part of Americana. I got my man cave. You know what it is? Guys who fucking talk about man caves like Coors Light commercials during football games, who think it's funny to watch a fucking beer commercial.
A post-op tranny has a man cave. Let's get this straight.
Very, very good.
Chaz Bono has a man cave.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hey guys, When you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally pissa. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. More Like Radio. Boom.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m., tune in to More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Markout Radio with Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes!
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show with guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh, fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne through the audio bits.
Markout Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. This is it, the
apocalypse. Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Greetings. I'm Dr. Krieger. Allow me to be the first to welcome you to the ISIS family. In this series of videos, we will be answering frequently asked questions from new team members. Do we get to use guns? While only ISIS field agents are allowed to carry firearms, all ISIS employees are required to take firearm safety and conditioning courses.
Apparently, it's my turn to teach you idiots about guns, so let's get this over with. This is a gun, all right? This is not. You point this at things, and you pull the trigger, okay?
Ah! Ears!
Oh, shit. You guys should have ear protection because this is super bad for your hearing, and I know from experience. Here, hold this while I go get some earplugs. Wow, we're very lucky that gun didn't go. Have you guys met Brett? Say hi, Brett.
This concludes ISIS orientation video number 4155.
Hey! Sorry!
Hey, this is John Benjamin, and you're listening to It's More Like Radio.
And we're back live on the Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Or if you want to get in contact via Twitter or Facebook, it's hashtag Hippo Juice. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have Chris Parnell on.
Now, who's Chris Parnell?
SNL alumni Chris Parnell.
What?
Yeah, that Chris Parnell, yeah.
Like
that
one?
Actually be alumni.
What
if I said alumni?
He is also
alumnus.
Dewey Cox's bassist. So, also that.
That's right.
He was also one of the behind-the-scene guys on Anchorman. He said, You big poop mouth.
Anchorman 1 and 2. I haven't seen the second one,
Rise
but apparently he's in it. His name is Gordon or something.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah,
he's the bassist in Dewey Cox for Dewey Cox Band. That's right.
He's in a lot of movies.
No, he was Garth in Anchorman. He was Mr. Gordon in 21 Jump Street.
That's right. And
I thought Dana Carvey was Garth.
No, different movie. Oh, by the way, speaking of 21 Jump Street, next week we will be interviewing Phil, our super director.
And best friend.
In the world. Phil Lord.
It's on Wikipedia. It's official.
It's on Wikipedia.
It was
official.
On Wikipedia. Did we mention that?
Chris.
Yes.
Apparently, Chris Parnell was also in 21 Jump Street. So we can talk to him about that.
Oh, yeah,
because that's what I just said.
That's how it came up.
Or how about his new TV show that he's going to be on, Archer?
Oh, I replayed the conversation that happened, and then I was like, oh, she did say that. Oh, I'm dumb. Sorry.
He was also on 21 Jump Street.
Where's
maybe
the
we
beef?
We could tie that in. So we do have
that
15
was a de-
minutes.
Definite where's the beef moment.
So we do have 15 minutes till he comes on. Would we like to just do our signature segment, Trending Now?
Trending Now?
More than breathing would I like to do it.
All right.
How about we do ghost interviews?
Dude, I'm not even going to lie to you. Like 3 days ago, I couldn't sleep at night. And for some reason, I remembered that. I'm like, remember the ghost interviews with the Haunted Mansion
music? All right.
Music?
I tell you what. Sure, here's what we're doing. Here's what we're doing.
Spooky.
We're bringing it back next week. Next week. John, I'll give you time so you could contact the dead. I want a ghost interview with Paul Walker. Okay.
And it has to
Paul
be through
Walker,
this
or how about everybody else that like we like just glazed over?
No, I don't want to do John. I don't want John to do Paul Walker because the whole basis of the ghost interviews bit is John doesn't know anything about the person he's that the ghost.
Yeah, and if you recall, I worked with Paul Walker on Too Fast, Too Furious,
and that's what killed him.
Too fast for y'all, man.
Yes, I recall John.
I love how it went from being an extra to now working with
and best friends,
and just like my best friend Phil Lord.
They shared LinkedIn profiles with each other.
Yes, and a ham sandwich every once in a while.
Yes.
So it's not fair to do that ghost interview.
No.
We'll figure. Okay, you know what? We'll do a speed round next week of all
like
the
Nelson
dead people.
Nelson Mandela would be a good ghost interview.
Fine, Nelson Mandela. No, you can't just do a Morgan Freeman impression, so don't even try.
Nope.
Yes. Oh, please.
No.
Nope.
Oh, come on. I got to stop being so one-dimensional.
Okay.
Because everything I do always like segues into
John
New Jersey
Travolta.
John.
Come on, we got to get this Trending Now thing going.
Oh.
He did the noise.
There you go. Moving on.
No, but Joel has to do it. Ryan.
I'm waiting for Ryan to say it.
Yeah. Sorry.
You just have to say
anyway.
Two words,
so,
Ryan.
It is time for our signature segment, and that is Trending Now.
We're literally in eighth grade.
I know. I've never not laughed at it.
Sorry, Ryan. What are we? What? Who's picking the number this week?
John. So 1 through 10, John. Give me your fave num.
8.
8. Okay. And as of right now, number 8 on Trending Now.
The death of Brian Lopez
is Insane Clown Posse. Why are they trending?
Yes.
Oh, whoa. No.
Okay. Insane Clown Posse sues U.S. Justice Department over labeling them a gang.
Wow,
that's trending. I thought I remember hearing about this in the news though.
It's trending right now.
Posses are not gangs.
I have
that
the video.
Is a fact.
I have the video.
Oh, you do.
No, that's not
Matt
Ryan.
No. Why? Oh, no.
Us jugglers can take anybody, so fuck you if you disagree. I'll leave you burning in the
I
third.
I thought we
left
this video behind us.
Down, not even in your town.
Probably
we
did too, but he had to bring it up.
I thought when Tosh.0 did it, we gave it up. Reppin'.
No, this was ours first, so fuck that. Fuck him, first off. That's our first.
Fuck the rest.
He doesn't understand the concept of being on beat, does he?
No, he's really good. He's really okay. So they're suing the Justice Department.
Okay, yes. The quote horrorcore rap group Insane Clown Posse filed a federal lawsuit against the FBI and Justice Department today.
The female booby inspectors? No way!
Oh man!
For the quote unwarranted and unlawful decision to label the Juggalos a quote loosely affiliated hybrid gang, back in 2011. Hybrid. Yeah. So in 2011, the FBI officially named the Juggalos a loosely affiliated hybrid gang.
Makes sense. They are a gang.
Hybrid with what?
They only drive
because
Priuses.
They also run off electricity and some gas.
There you go.
But don't put flex fuel in the tank.
Don't.
So now they're deciding to sue them, I guess. Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope. Who are legally Joseph Bruce and
he's just
Joseph
too dope for his own good. How do you define too dope?
They, I don't know. They say they are neither engaged in organized violence nor mass-scale dope dealing.
They are.
Even though they're fans, as evidenced by their massive annual festivals known as the Gathering of the Juggalos, are quite organized, but mostly harmless.
Well, that's because you're being a bunch of juggahoes.
Yeah, a bunch of juggahoes.
Noobs.
Speaking of which, I never realized Spencer sells so much ICP garbage, and all these juggalos keep coming in my store and smelling of feet cigarettes.
Why would you be surprised about that fact?
Because it's Spencer's. I don't know. We sell like T-shirts, shot glasses, necklaces, panties. Who the hell? What juggalo is going to fit into a size small panty?
Who is? Well, hold on. Okay.
The hipster juggalo?
You're forgetting baby juggalos. So right there, baby juggalos are going to fit in those panties. And also, you're complaining because they smell exactly what they look like? I mean, why are you shocked?
This is getting good as I read on. The Insane Clown Posse has been mulling a lawsuit against the FBI for some time and gathered evidence of what the group alleges is unfair treatment directed at their fans. Four juggalos join the suit to tell their personal stories of mistreatment. Because you know what's going to get a judge on your side is when you say four juggalos have joined the lawsuit. one of those suing said he has been consistently stopped by police for wearing a necklace of a man with a hatchet, a symbol of the Insane Clown Posse.
The hatchet. Another, can you catch it?
Another fan claims that the army told him he had to get rid of his juggalo tattoos before he could join because they were gang-related.
I agree, but not because of the gang-related thing. I just don't want anybody in the army to be a juggalo. Am I wrong by saying that? I just don't want that.
And I'm assuming that Faygo still make Faygo?
Yeah, the Faygo's still a thing.
Hold on, I'd like to go back to Royce's point that he just made. Don't you think since our number one enemy is like, you know, the middle...
Childhood obesity.
Well, that's our number two.
Oh, heart disease.
That's our number one.
Ingrown hairs.
Okay. No, I'm talking about like Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan and, you know, terrorism and stuff. Wouldn't they be absolutely terrified of juggalos? Like, doesn't that pretty much go against like everything?
No.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. The department is spending way too much money on face paint.
You're right, and it's ridiculous.
They can't afford bullets.
And I've seen juggalos. They're not intimidating people.
And
it
doesn't blend into the environment. In fact, they just stick out like a sore thumb.
They talk a lot of shit.
They're all overweight and wear shirts from Walmart and live in a state without an ocean.
Yeah, that's exactly. Thank you. Perfect. Live in a state without an ocean is exactly what they are.
Their ocean is an above ground pool that has mold in it.
And like they're getting complaints by the city because it's attracting alligators because it's a green and mossy on top already.
And their 93 Toyota Corolla cannot pass inspection.
And the lake is just fucking filled with a bunch of cans of Natty Ice because they're disgusting people. Yeah, no, it's great. They're great. I remember our buddy. We had a buddy in high school. We used to work for us at Burger King too. His name was Donnie. Remember Donnie Ryan?
Yeah,
Donnie
was
Albatron?
Really, 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 really skinny, and he did backyard wrestling.
No, that would not be Donnie. Donnie Albatron. Albatross. No, but he was like a robot.
You might have known him, John, because he was in Western High School when you were there. He might have been a senior when you were a freshman.
He was such.
Oh, apparently, I knew everybody, especially people that were named after robots.
You did. You did. Oh, yeah. Like, you don't know Steven Starscream. Shut up. or Phil Bumblebee. You knew him.
Everyone knew Phil Bumblebee, man. Well, he had, like, the best parties.
He really did. Right, now we're just making up Transformer house parties, and I don't even think we're trying at this point.
Dude, how awesome would Transformers be at beer pong?
It's not even fair because they're robots in disguise.
Well, what if they were the cars?
People would break everything.
Yeah, and not even GoBots. GoBots are awful.
It's unrealistic. GoBots are the autistic cousins of Transformers. That's why they never made those movies, because they're just terrible. Yep. Remember those rock robots? They're like
I had those Rock Lords.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Fucking rocks,
dude. Violent J is like awesome. A step away from being on a Little Rascal. He is huge.
He's gotten really fat.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Post a picture of him in the chat.
So are they winning their lawsuit or
probably not because they're showing up. I'm not even kidding. They're showing up to court wearing a shirt that says Juggalo in full face paint.
Oh, John, Ashley wants to know if you knew Robert Voltron.
We did, but then after high school, we had a falling out.
Oh, yeah,
because he got jealous because John kept hanging out with Steve Decepticon.
did he fall apart? Eh? Because Voltron.
He did, and he was so pent up about him always being the head. I wanted to be the head. I was to be the left foot.
Yeah, and it sucks. No one wants to be the left foot. You're right. Fucking if Voltron and Power Rangers, whoever had the feet had the shit jobs. That's the shit job of the fucking robot world.
If I remember right, with the Power Rangers robot, it weren't the girls both the feet? It was like the pink and the yellow or like the bottom feet, right?
I believe so.
Let me look it up.
And then did the black person hold the sword because he had to do all the work?
No, I think he was the sword.
No,
right?
I think he was. I think he's right. I think that's where the sword. At least in Voltron, I remember Voltron didn't have a black one, right? Am I correct by saying that?
How did the
Power Rangers not get sued by Voltron? They were the exact same ripoff. Like, they were all, remember, like, every robot was a different animal, and then they would connect together, and then became a giant robot?
Is it wrong that I can answer your question?
No, please do.
Please do.
Because Voltron, all they were pretty much space pilots operating machines, whereas Power Rangers had superpowers from space. They did kung fu, played awesome guitar riffs, and their powers turned into the vehicles that became Voltron or Megazord.
Proving Ryan's point.
Really quick. Speaking of Power Rangers, the first time I ever used the internet by myself on Prodigy was to post a comment on a message board, apparently, about the Power Rangers, right? So the first time I ever got to use it, we were still living in Miami at the time. I got on there and somebody was talking about the White Ranger, like how the show's not the same since the White Ranger came around.
First off, Green Ranger. He was a Green Ranger before he was a White Ranger, and he was a Bad Ranger, Tommy. Tommy was a Bad Ranger, he was a Green Ranger, and then he became the White Ranger when he came back.
Okay. Yep.
That answered many questions because I just logged into Netflix the other day, and everything recently watched and related is every version of Power Rangers ever, and
that's
I didn't understand who was watching
it. I swear it's not me. I swear it wasn't me. I mean, I know it because I used to watch it. John.
Or,
John.
How about the fact that I log into my Netflix, and apparently there's shows that are being watched by me that are not being watched on my Netflix?
What shows? Like what? Are they porn?
Somebody else have your account?
Yeah, Roy still has my account on his Xbox.
Right, yeah, I just never logged out because I'm lazy, and it still works. So sometimes I log in. It doesn't really matter because I have an account too, so I could just switch it, but I just haven't. But to be fair, though, I also see what John watches, and there's a lot of big boob anime. That's all I'm going to say. There is a lot of big boob anime.
By the way, so really quick, so first time I ever use the internet, I go on there. Somebody says how the show's not the same ever since the White Ranger. And my comment was, and I quote, "Yeah, you know, Steven 86 is right. Ever since the White Ranger came about, all everyone now wants to talk about is the White Ranger. Now, the Red Ranger is still the coolest. Everyone who likes the White Ranger is stupid." And then the comment didn't get posted, and I got an email back later because I said stupid on this Power Rangers website, and the comment didn't even get posted, so I could not share my knowledge with the world.
Great. Now the whole world missed out on that tidbit of Ryan's Power Ranger knowledge.
How do you remember this kind of inane stuff?
Because it was the first time I used it, and I got really scared. I thought I was going to get in trouble because the internet message board wouldn't let me post a comment because I said stupid. I thought somehow I was going to get attention, and my parents were going to – I don't know what I was thinking.
And he's been plotting vengeance on that admin for the last 10-12 years.
Hey, guys, Comedy Central just started following me on Twitter, and I feel I'm going to let them down big time.
You just wanted to bring that up.
I did, because I'm pretty
popular. How many followers do you have on Twitter, Royce?
I don't know. Hold on. I don't know. I don't remember. But I was talking before the show, and I was like, why are they following me? I'm like, well, they're going to be let down, so.
Yeah, he was telling me, and I didn't react to it, so now he's telling
you. I'm telling
you
everybody else. Guys,
that just reminded me. Hemorrhoid. Remind me after the show to tell you who just started following me. It might be a show we could get on the
RoboCop.
Just remind me afterwards.
No. You know, I've had that Twitter, that hacky cubicle where I keep writing the awful jokes that the lady who sits next to me says. She said one today so awful.
Could you plug it?
No, I didn't even tweet it because
plug your Twitter, dumbo.
Yeah, I did. At hacky Cubicle.
At Hacky Cubicle.
So anyway, what Very she said was so awful, I out loud just said, nailed him. And I didn't, it was subconscious, I didn't mean to. I just said it out loud because I was so angry. She was talking about how they called, like, there was exterminators in there because there was a bunch of, like, ladybugs in the office or something. I'm not making this up. A bunch of ladybugs.
Hold on. Why would a Rodney Dangerfield movie be in your office?
Because he's teaching them soccer.
She was referring to, like, the other people in the, like, the amount of ladies in the office.
Nope. There were real exterminators there because there were ladybugs. And then the guy who called them in tells the lady who sits next to me, well, I told him to send the exterminators your way because I've heard you've been having a bug problem. She goes, yeah, I've got a bunch of pests here.
Ugh.
And
Ew.
I just out loud just said, nailed him.
Nailed him.
And I realized that I said it. I wasn't saying it to her to be sarcastic. It just came out of me. But they were laughing so hard. They were like, that's a good one. And I swear to you, they said, oh, man, she's just so quick sometimes.
Oh, my God.
No. Can I guess what this woman looks like?
No. Yeah.
Though. At least 60 pounds overweight.
Not even close.
Very sensible Ruth Buzzy haircut.
Nope.
Glasses.
Nope.
No?
There's pictures of cats on her cubicle.
She's got to be like in her mid-50s, and she's in, you know, keeps in really good shape, and her daughter's like a cheerleader for the Falcons.
Okay. And,
yeah, it's not what you would think, but she's...
So she tries to, like, one-up because it's still a competition. So she tries to say, hey, I'm just as pretty as her.
She really is that one who, like, competes. Okay. She pretends to be proud of her daughter but competes against her.
And in reality, she has to save up money to get her labia shortened because it hangs down to her fucking ankles.
Shortened? Is that a procedure? I didn't even know you could do that. How is it done?
Well, you don't want to make it longer.
Or do you?
Well, Ryan, labia extension is, first off, it's a myth. Can't be done. You and I know that.
Oh, my God.
It's like hair extensions.
That woman has the longest labia I've ever seen.
I had one time.
A long labia?
I had a chick who had, like, it just extended labia lips. It didn't stop me. But, you know, it was like, whoa, those are long.
Did it look like a party whistle? Like it goes, party whistle.
It has like little tethers on the end of it. Those kind of things.
She should consider an ombre dye job on that extended labia. I think it would be really nice.
It was
Speaking of ombre dye job, remember the clothing line Umbro?
Yes, soccer players still wear it.
Umbro,
it was like a diamond.
Yeah, I remember all.
Umbro or is it Umbro?
I don't know.
I used to wear an Umbro shirt. It was green, and I had Bugle Boy shorts that went with it.
And I had opposite. I had Bugle Boy blue shirt and green Umbro shorts.
I would wear it with whatever fake version of a real shoe Walmart would sell. You know, like the Adidas with four stripes, or like the Shaquille O'Neal dunks that they look like Jordan.
Yes, the Shaq dunk. Oh my god,
the dunks
at Payless.
Ewings.
Shaq dunks. I had a pair of Ewings. And here's an obscure reference, but I swear to you, I had a green pair of Reeboks that were signature Sean Kemp's.
Guys,
remember Sean Kemp?
Our shoes, we only had shoes of basketball players that were on the bench. That's our shoes. That's it.
Because they're exclusives from Just for Feet, that stupid
just
shoe store that if you bought 10 pairs of shoes, you got one pair of shoes for free, but there was a catch.
I remember Just for Feet.
Because they didn't tell you that the shoes that you had to buy had to be like their full price, no discount, and then your free pair of shoes could not exceed over $50.
I forgot all about that where you would have shoe lines exclusive to a chain of shoe stores.
You guys,
like, Just for Feet would have this. You know, Payless would have Sean Kemp's. You know,
you
Foot
guys,
would have
hold
only
on,
Jordans.
You guys are just mad because you didn't have the Clyde Drexlers, and that's your problem.
Glide the Glide.
Hey, I still have my low top Worms, the Dennis Rodman shoe that like you laced
Holy
up your
shit.
Shoe.
I remember
and,
that.
And then to hide the laces, it had a plastic zipper that had like
yes
a fruit cup.
Oh my god,
a fruit cup look.
That's fucking funny. I forgot all about that.
You know how bad it is that the pair of shoes that I own belong to a player on a team that doesn't exist anymore? He played for the Seattle Supersonics. That's why they were green.
The fuck are the Supersonics?
Oklahoma City Thunder now.
Yeah, now they're the Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah, dude, I had a fat pair of Sean Kemps.
A fat pair of Sean Kemps.
I was the envy of no man.
I remember like when Pumps came out, and I thought that my mom bought me the Pumps because the tongue had like a basketball on the tongue that looked like the pump, but it turned out it was just an oblong shaped rubber piece that was just there for decoration. So I would be like, so I'd lace them up, and I'm trying to press in and like pump up the shoes, and they weren't working, and I cried.
Oh, well, it looks like we have our guest caller. Hello.
Hello there. Hi.
Well, let me give you a proper welcome since we kind of just jumped right in. So for all of you guys who haven't heard, you may have heard him on Lazy Sunday or Archer or 30 Rock or Anchorman or Anchorman 2 or 21 Jump Street or SNL. Welcome, Chris Parnell.
Well, thank you very
Chris.
Much.
Yay! Hey, Chris, since you jumped in halfway through a conversation, what were the first pair of like sports shoes you had when you were younger?
First pair of sports shoes. Wow. Probably, I don't know, maybe Keds, I guess. I don't know.
Those Keds.
Aren't those girl shoes?
No, weren't Keds like the cheaper version of Converse back in the day?
Maybe, but you know, I didn't even know if Converse, I don't know if I was aware of Converse as a young fellow. You know?
PF Flyers for you?
What's that? Did I?
PF Flyers?
Yeah, the PF Flyers. They were the competitor to Converse. If you've ever seen a little film called Sandlot.
Oh.
I know of Sandlot, but I don't think I've ever actually seen it.
Are you kidding?
Mm.
No. Should I have seen it?
I gotta be honest, I haven't seen it either.
Neither have I. I was just asking.
So I referenced a movie that nobody's seen. Although we insulted you for not watching it, none of us have either seen it.
I'm aware of it. I mean, I've seen that it's showing on cable multiple times, you know.
All right, well, let's all just stop this interview right now and just go watch The Sandlot. I feel like this is important.
Yeah, let's
right
do
now.
That. Chris, you want to watch Sandlot with us?
I would love to.
Well, actually,
wow, that is sarcasm.
Well, what I would love to watch is the season premiere of Archer.
Well, it's coming up. It's coming up pretty soon.
When is it? January, what, 13th?
I think that sounds right. Yeah, that's Monday, I think, right?
Yeah, it is.
The day of our Lord.
Here's the thing, Chris, is that we are all huge fans of the show. Like, I do a lot of, like, the sound drops in the show, and, like, half my board is, like, dedicated to Archer stuff, you know, like this one.
Yep. Just jacking it.
I love that button.
Possibly one of our favorite buttons.
I use it all the time. You have no idea. Like, so, like, okay, now when you guys do these, because I hear about, like, you know, you the Simpsons and all these other shows, like, they actually get together and do the voiceover tracks for their shows in the room. Are you guys separate, or you guys do it that way?
No, we're separate. We all do it on our own, go into the booth one at a time and do our thing.
How many takes does it take for you? Because we have multiple times where we've all tried to do live reads and we're terrible at this kind of stuff. Are you pretty much I'm assuming you're a professional, straight read, that kind of thing, or do you flub a lot?
No, I don't flub too much. I mean, I had a lot of practice at, you know, at SNL, because when we would do our table reads on Wednesday, you know, we'd read like 40 sketches, and, you know, if you didn't already sort of have the skill set for it, most people do after they've been through that, you know, but no, I mean, you know, we do a few takes till we get something that we're all happy with, you know. But.
Do you get to improv at all, or is it just straight reads?
No, it's mostly the script, because, I mean, it's just, you know, so densely packed with jokes and references and things. It's amazing script that Adam writes. But, you know, a lot of times there's sort of a group reaction to something, you know. So there's always, you know, room for little ad-libs and that kind of thing, you know.
You know, there's a question I want to ask, and I've always wondered this. Obviously, in the show Archer, your character, Cyril, is made in your likeness. Now, when they first showed you the character, what did you think? Did you say, I look good, or like, he's a little heavier than I imagined?
Well, no, I thought they had given me a much stronger jawline, which I appreciated, which I don't have, and they made him taller, which was nice, you know. But here's the thing. I mean, there is a guy there in Atlanta that they model Cyril after, and I've, like, seen his picture, and, like, even though Cyril obviously does have some resemblance to me, there's this other guy who doesn't, I don't think, really looks like me, but yeah, there's like real people that all these characters are modeled after.
What's this guy's name? We can look him up.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Well, do you actually record the show here in Atlanta? I say here because I live in Atlanta. In Atlanta, or you do it just remotely somewhere else?
No, I mean, I do it. We just kind of do it wherever we are. So I'm in L.A. most of the time, so I record from here. But I've recorded from Memphis when I'm home visiting my family, and occasionally in New York.
Oh, nice.
For Cyril's voice, I know it sounds pretty much identical to you, but maybe a little bit higher pitched. So I was kind of wondering, are you slightly making fun of anybody when you do Cyril's voice?
No, there's no. I'm not thinking of a person. It's just, you know, I'm just trying to get a little more, I guess, whininess. And he's, I don't know. He's just, you know, he's just a little. He's a bit of a different person than I am, I hope. You know, yeah, obviously it's not a big vocal transformation though.
Yeah, it's a totally different guy. I couldn't believe it was you when I was watching the show.
I have a question. Like, how many are we, like, the 15th interview, the third, 12th? How many do you do a day when you have to go around and promote shows like this?
You know, you are the second one. You're the first one today. I did one yesterday, and you're the second one overall, but the first one today. The only one.
Nice. Okay, cool. Yeah. Doesn't feel like we're that we're, like, just asking the exact same questions, because I'm assuming when you do these press tours, you get the exact same questions every single time.
It's somewhat, yeah.
What do you think's going to happen to Cyril this season? What do you want to happen? Should he get back with Lana?
Or what was it like working with Will Ferrell? I'm assuming you get a lot.
I get that sometimes.
So why don't we ask you questions?
Okay, so what?
Why don't we ask you questions that you never get asked? Like, what is the best recipe that you cook that you came up with? Not one that you saw on Food Network. Like, something you came up with.
Right. I guess the closest thing I have to a recipe, and that is a salad. that, you know, it's just spinach and dried cherries and toasted almond slices, and then it's quite good. And then my wife has this very special dressing that she concocts.
Wait, but Chris, I feel like more credit with salad.
I feel the more credit should go to the farmers than you for that recipe.
I mean, I wouldn't go around, you know, tooting my horn about it for sure. But that's the closest thing I've got to a recipe, I guess.
Yeah, Ryan, you're the one who asked them.
So I should return that shirt I bought you that says "Ask me about my salad recipe."
I would love that shirt.
Okay, good. I just sent it to the addresses Memphis, Tennessee, USA. Please deliver to Chris. They know what it means.
Well, that'll get there.
Thank you, Ryan. I'd like to get back on topic for a second, because my favorite question to ask anybody is, did you ever have an idea for Archer, for your character, that got turned down? And if so, what is it? I love the turned down ones.
Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, Adam, you know, is the guy. So it's like, I don't sit around thinking, how can I come up with something clever, you know, for Cyril and for the show and all that, because Adam just does it, and he's got such a big, you know, overarching view of the series and the particular season, and, you know, in that episode or series of episodes. So I don't contribute a lot creatively other than my vocal talents, you know.
Okay.
Honestly, I wish I could say that I had some brilliant ideas, but
so you never were like, "Hey, Adam, what if Cyril had a pet elephant?"
No, but that is actually a great idea.
Played by Timothy Oliphant, to bring it full circle, because obviously he should be an elephant anyway as a cartoon because of the name.
Love it. That's a great idea. And he's already been on the show, so.
See, we should just call up Adam. Let's call up Adam right now.
You know, it's funny. It's funny because like we need to pull things up all the time. So like, and I always love asking everybody this. I go to IMDb and I pull you up to see things. Do you ever read these own things? Do you ever like look at these things that are totally incorrect or like the things that they attribute to you that people feel we should know?
Like on IMDb?
Yeah, like I'm on IMDb. I'm looking at your trivia, and one of the things accredited to you is, let's see, sat next to Conan O'Brien in 2002 at an award show. That's all it says.
Well, no, you know what that was? That is true. That was the 20th. Oh. It wasn't an award show, though. It was the 25th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. And I don't know if 2002, I don't think is the right date. But I sat next to Conan and his wife in the audience at SNL. It was my first season on the show. Mm. So there is some truth in that. They just got the details of it wrong.
That's just why would they post that in IMDb? It's just a weird thing to post.
It says your NBC 75th anniversary special. So that's good. Good to know. It also says you're friends with Fred Willard. No explanation. Just you're friends with him.
I like Fred. You know, I don't know that I would say I'm friends with Fred, but I like Fred. You know, I'm happy when I see him and nice to have a chat with him, but we don't go out and have beers.
You're friendly with Fred Willard.
Very friendly with Fred, yeah.
Okay, real quick, because next week we're talking, we're good friends with Phil Lord, the director who directed 21 Jump Street and everything like that. And he's called the show many times, and we like to say we're best friends with him. Is he as much of a psychopath in real life as we all think he is?
he didn't come across as a psychopath to me, you know. I mean, I guess I'd seen him around. I guess I'd met him at some point, maybe while I was on SNL or around the Lonely Island guys. But no, you know, he and Chris really seem to have it together pretty well with 21 Jump Street. And then obviously, well,
let me just tell you, if you ever do another movie with him, he's out of his mind.
In a good way. In a good way.
You could tell him that we said that.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Go for it, John.
Please.
Go for it, John.
So, okay. Huge fan of Archer. Huge fan of the work you're doing. And absolutely loving Rick and Morty. Now, that being said, yeah, love that. It's freaking hilarious. Do you have any other voice acting cartoons that are coming up in the future, or any talks or works, or I don't know.
Well, I've got an ongoing thing on PBS called Word Girl that I'm the voice of the narrator and a few other characters here and there. Word Girl's been on for quite a few seasons now. It's like, you know, a kid's thing on PBS. But I don't think, I mean, other than a few commercials, I don't know that I've got any other animated programming out there that comes to mind.
Okay, I have one last question because I'm still reading your trivia on IMDb, and tell me if this is accurate. It says his favorite film is Chariots of Fire, and his favorite television show is Twin Peaks.
Well, Chariots of Fire is my favorite film, and Twin Peaks was probably my favorite television show at one time. I mean, it would definitely be one of my favorite shows. But yeah, Chariots of Fire, that's right. That's accurate.
That's it's impressive. IMDb's that accurate?
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of scary.
Here's another.
Well, it says I'm reading it too. It says I'm good friends with Ron Livingston and Lauren Graham, which I really have no idea where that came from. I've met them both. But that's about the extent of it.
I'm going to read two more that are true, and it says, enjoy shopping at the Gap and frequently wears plaid.
I have no problem with the Gap. I don't shop there very often. Sometimes I'll get T-shirts there, you know, or maybe socks. Nothing wrong with the Gap, but I would not put it up there as one of my top shopping destinations.
It's usually in some form of blue or red.
The plaid?
Just anything from the Gap. It's just boring.
Oh, anything from the Gap, yes.
Anything.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of internets, I was trying to find you on Twitter to just plug you, and I can't. But there's a lot of fake Chris Parnells. Do you actually have anything that, like, we could follow you at, or, you know, watch what you do creepily?
I have, like, no social media.
I noticed. Okay. It's annoying.
Okay, so you're not at Skaterboy69 spelled with an 8. That's not you. Because I think I got fooled again, and I'm getting sick of it.
Isn't that from an Avril Lavigne song, the title of an Avril Lavigne song?
Once again, I just thought you were a big fan.
You know what? I'm going to put that on IMDb. Loves Avril Lavigne. Listens to it frequently with friend Ron Livingston.
We rock out to Avril. We love her.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. Thanks for calling in, buddy. When is our show on again?
Yeah, it is in fact this coming Monday, the 13th at 10 p.m. on FX.
Not FXX, right? FX.
Yeah, just the original FX.
So
yeah, not the new improved formula, the FX original.
Not the weird one that sounds like you have a stutter.
I can't find it.
I know, it does, doesn't it?
Awesomeness.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we're looking forward to the new season.
Well, thank you. I hope you enjoy it.
All right.
All right,
well.
Tell Ron Livingston we said hi.
I sure will. Okay.
Bye, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Happy human holiday.
Chris Parnell, baby.
Yee!
Woo!
There we go.
It was awesome. He was absolutely awesome.
Can I say bravo, and even the chat was saying it, bravo to Marie on this one. She took this thing by the horns, like they were saying, and she was on fire with this interview.
Oh. How about some grab locks?
Well, I had him reading his own IMDb.
I know.
Somebody has to.
I was going to say, Ryan, how deep into the IMDb page did you go?
I was going to say, I've never looked anything further than the movies or things they're in.
Yeah, I looked up his... If you go to IMDb, you go to the biography. Everybody has it. I love that how it said, frequently wears plaid.
Out of all
it makes
the things,
me wonder, like, if people are just like walking around and, like, you know, how people normally like people watch. If the people like watch Chris Parnell and they go, apparently, the past week and a half he's worn plaid. IMDb, he likes to wear plaid. Send.
I do have to recall just seeing him on TV. He does wear a lot of plaid. If anything, I could validate that fact is true.
Man, he was awesome. He really
was just super nice and awesome.
Sounds exactly like Chris Parnell too. The whole yeah, talk and then go really down low.
Wow,
is it
Chris
wrong
Parnell
that I want him to
like
say
Parnell.
Cyril Figgis?
Oh, God, we should have asked him to say. Dang it!
Damn it!
Yeah, we didn't get any language from him.
Nabbit,
right.
Call him back.
Marie's too busy grabbing things by the horns instead of asking the questions.
The hard hitting ones.
We didn't ask any hard hitting questions. You were right.
Hey,
by the way,
I asked him about Rick and Morty. You guys don't even know that goddamn show.
I love that he walked in on a '90s sneaker conversation.
And he contributed.
How long was he on before you told us that he was on? Marie?
I was telling you, but John kept going with the story.
It was like a minute, 2 minutes.
I was like, all right, whatever.
See, I love it when we do that though. When like we're in the middle of something and we just like launch it to the person we're interviewing and just start it out that way because there's no awkward lag. So, how's the show?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, because like, Marie was listening to some other interviews because, you know, all the Archer people are doing, if you know, radio, usually when they do like an interview day, they'll go from like 6 a.m. to like all the way at night just doing.
That's what I was asking. I didn't know he just like scheduled like once a day at night at around 8:45.
But not even that. Like if you go on YouTube, I was just looking up different interviews. He was just getting bombarded at like San Diego Comic-Con. There's a bunch of like just really stupid looking nerds asking the weirdest and dumbest questions.
In season 4, he didn't wear glasses and I thought he said, shut up.
And he just looks so bored. I know. He looks so bored talking to these people. And it's like,
I'm sorry, is that how I sounded when I asked him about, okay.
No, you did not.
That's fine.
He got so chipper when I said Rick and Morty. He's like, oh, good, someone's watching.
I know, yeah.
And ironically, is also airing the same day as Archer.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not ironic. That's an irony. That's just a coincidence. Yeah,
okay, coincidentally, it is airing at midnight on Cartoon Network.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was good. Well, now next week I'm gonna be like, hey, Phil Lord, you better be as funny as Chris Parnell.
Yeah, and put him in 21 Jump Street or 22 Jump Street, even though it's done.
Rise of the Machines.
Sorry, I sneezed.
Bless you.
That was a sneeze.
That was a weird sneeze, buddy.
You know, I held it in, so my eyes almost popped out.
You know, I keep looking up like related things, and I got onto Will Ferrell. Remember before Will Ferrell was doing movies and was really famous after SNL, he did a cartoon called The Oblongs.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. The Oblongs. It wasn't it was pretty shitty, actually, if I remember the cartoon. It wasn't that
really
great.
Was.
Look at it. I like how you went from being really excited about the Oblongs to, wait a minute, that thing was shitty. Fuck that thing.
I honestly remember
liking that show, and I didn't even know who Will Ferrell was at the time. I remember just liking it.
I didn't like it. I thought
his
it was weird.
His character had
I thought
no
it was
limbs.
Weird. I thought it was weird, but I liked it.
Yeah,
but what do I know?
I'm just a beet farmer.
By the way, hey, guess who didn't ruin the interview this time for the first time ever?
Hands. Had to use hands. When you do hands.
Exactly.
Hands,
I did not have a hands moment today. I don't think, did I?
Hands.
I didn't have a hands moment
no,
today.
No, you didn't.
Did
you did good. No, everyone did pretty. I actually, at this point, look
We're
forward.
Shocked. Here's what it is. We're all shocked we actually had a normal interview.
I know, I am.
Or how about I wanted Chris Parnell to laugh when I said you don't win friends with salad.
We know.
We all know.
Just let that go.
I'm a little disappointed, to be honest, that he doesn't get to improv anything in Archer. He seems like he would be so good at it.
No, I mean,
man, I can't believe we had him and didn't ask him to say anything for us.
It's fine.
Yeah, we'll just cut up.
Didn't we try to like ask that like years ago when we were like, no, we don't want to be those people.
Here's the thing.
If you're not going to get like a decent quality liner,
that's
like
the issue.
Phone liners is weird and it just doesn't sound.
What if we had him do a liner shit. Like instead of saying like, hey, like I'm the guy from Lazy Sunday or Cyril Figures, like, hey, I'm the box for progressive commercials.
Holy shit. Yes. Or I'm the new Travelocity clay voice guy.
No, yeah. Not Travelocity. He was the voice for Hotels.com.
Oh, sorry, Hotels. You're right.
But because before him was Ed Helms.
Here's the thing. That'd be great if it was live or at a Comic-Con or doing whatever, you know, the other guys did as far as getting those liners. If you have a decent recording over the phone, I've never been a fan of liners over the phone.
So do you get the improv a lot when you're doing progressive commercials?
What's your favorite car insurance commercial, Chris?
If you could stay at any hotels.com,
what would it be?
I like how his first sports shoe was Keds.
I know, right? Keds? Really?
That really was like a weird like you're broke and your parents live on welfare type of shoe.
Yeah, but then dude, the guy's how old is he now? In his 50s?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's up there.
He's pretty young, I'm sure.
He was born in 60.
Keds,
he was born in 67.
Stand-up guys wore.
He just seems like such a nice, down-to-earth person. He's from the Midwest. He wears Keds and flannel and shops at the Gap. He's just nice.
He drinks single barrel scotch.
Always wears a loves a fancy hat. We're just making up stories. Add all this to his IMDb.
Add all this to his IMDb.
Please.
He does
likes
over
the feel of a crisp Wall Street Journal.
Thank you. Write that. All that. So just make stuff up.
His work involves doing voiceovers for accountants and hotels.com. Yeah.
He is friends with Will Forte and loves to drive the Kia Forte.
Right, all that.
I hope someone is writing all this down on his IMDb page.
Thank
please.
You. These are all hashtag Parnell facts.
Absolutely.
Too bad he doesn't use Twitter.
I know. Seriously.
He's such a hipster.
He's too cool. He's too cool for it.
Too cool for school.
Yeah.
Too school for
cool.
He
uses AIM.
He doesn't even pay someone else to do his Twitter for him.
Nope.
Obama does that.
Yeah. Obamacare, right, guys?
Are you saying
celebrate good Obama? Come on! It's Obama, Obama.
Apparently, Chris
by the way,
Parnell,
you know how happy it was to play like the
seven.
Button, the jacket button.
Play it to him.
To him.
You said
yeah,
this.
That's pretty amazing.
You said
hey,
this.
Hey, remember when you said this?
That was awesome.
You should have just played the button right there. I thought you were going to play the button.
I thought you were going to play it.
Sounded like you were going to play the button.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to just play it now.
Yep. Just jacking it.
Should have done Fruit Basket.
All right. Dutch, you want to start playing the outro music? Neglect the hippo text because coming up next is the Red Show. My pal Peaches and Footer are going
Peaches and Cream.
Yeah, I just call them Peaches.
Peaches
Billions
and Cream.
Billions of Peaches.
Yeah.
Peaches for me.
Wow, two songs about Peaches.
Yep. So that's it. Those are only two.
Only two.
No.
Remember Peach's record store? Make sure to tune in after us for the Red Show. And then right after the Red Show, Mark Out Radio with Dark Fox.
Don't plug other MLR shows. Plug our show next week.
Oh, next week. Well, Tuesday, Dutch and Royce. Wednesday, we will be interviewing Philip Lord.
Our best friend and super director.
Director about the Lego movie coming up.
BFF Philip Lord.
No.
We like to call him Felipe.
Now, he's not getting off that easy. He's going to get a Lego interview, and then he's going to have to do another interview with us for 22 Jump Street. Because, honestly, I feel neglected, Phil. Feel neglected because you only got one interview last year. We usually get two. So I'm saying, bro.
And we better have a dolphin sound effect during interview.
And we need to be way more pushy this time around to try and get us.
Okay, this is what we got to do. We have to get
like,
the Chris
we
got
to get that elephant voice back on to on. Right?
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely, John.
That's right. We got to get the Chris Parnell interview and cut it all up and make it sound like he was saying awful things about them and play it.
Yes.
Him.
Perfect.
Yes.
What are you going to do, bro? What are you going to do?
Fight, bro? I respect you, bro.
I respect you, too.
I'm trying to think. I can't even cut it up. Like, the best I could have him say is, oh, I worked with him, and he's a real spinach cranberries.
he's a real
to work with.
He's a real.
Oh, man, let me tell you about Phil Lord's salad.
Neglected hippo text.
Neglected hippo text. Red Show coming up next. Dutch.
Next week, Marie talks about tackling those pesky genital warts.
Yay.
Fucking Johnny Cakes is on fire.
Woo. Whoa, language.
Archer jumped the shark in the first episode. Oh, that's me.
Ashley.
Just for Feet could let you play basketball in there.
Oh, LOL. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have more time. We'll talk about it.
Sport basketball.
Is that Just for Feet should have only sold socks. Just for Socks would have sold shoes.
No, it's the sock exchange. Right, Marie?
You fucking idiot. Ryan, you're fucking moron. All right, Red Show coming up next. Any more neglected hippo text? That's it.
That's all I got.
All right, guys. Make sure to check out Archer. All right. Hit it. You're someone else.